Oye, Rabbi Sai, es ist ein Schiss von Ihnen, Sie wissen, bis Mellisch, in der ganzen Gegend. Sie haben du, wenn ich eine Größe, mal spielen, wenn man die zu teure, so ist es mal heulich gefallen. Sei in Teure, sei in Shemaim, ich sehe das. It's a great tribute that Kew Gardens Hills is not exactly a Chassidish neighborhood, but you can feel the hashpah, the G'doyle, Torah Chassidus, connected to our neighborhood, Baruch Hashem. So it's indeed a great pleasure and a great zchus for us, and a kavod to introduce the Rav of Motche Zilber, Shlita, Shlishin Ruf, Zog Gidol Torah Chassidus.
Speak a little about the union of the Beis Hamikdash. Soon, 3 weeks are coming. Shabbos of the Thomas and Tisha B'Av. Hope the Beis Hamikdash will be built till then, but stays. Which had a connection, a special connection to the Inyan of Yerushalayim, Beis Hamikdash. First, I would ask you to excuse me, excuse my English. I don't have the best English, hardly use the English language. I hope to get the message across. Sometimes I don't have the right word exactly, or expression. Try my best. Of the Thomas and Tisha B'Av, which are the 3 weeks, are the Shoresh, are its roots. They're really very great days, and the days that should have been Yom Tovim, you know, in the time of the second Beis Hamikdash. The Navi says the Tzayim Harvi, that's Shavuos of the Thomas, and the Tzayim HaChamishi, that's Tisha B'Av. Will be Me'adam, the Beis Yisrael, Me'adam Yom Tovim, the Yom Tovim, the time of the Ba'al Sheni. So the reason is because at its root, it's Yom Tovim. In other words, on the time of Mashiach, it will become very great Yom Tovim. The Kaddish says on Shavuos B'Tamuz that when Aharon said Chag L'Hashem Ocha, and the day before Shavuos B'Tamuz, meant to say that Yesh Mocha L'Achaz Man, there will be a time, the time to come, when it will be a Chag L'Hashem, it will be a Yom Tov. Chag L'Hashem Mocha. Because it was really destined to be the time that Moshe comes back with the Luchos, and Klal Yisrael are mekabel the Luchos. And it's like the Siyum of Matan Torah. 40 days of Matan Torah ended, Shavuos B'Tamuz, and of course, it would be the final phase of Matan Torah, and of course will be a very big Yom Tov. The chait of the Egel took away from us that Yom Tov. But every Dover Sheb Kedusha, we know that everything which is Kedusha, what's supposed to be, even though there's something that we weren't yet Zoicha, there was a virus that sort of took away from us that Yom Tov. But still, the root of the Yom Tov still remains with us. You can't uproot any Dover Sheb Kedusha. You could cut it and you could conceal it, but you can't uproot it. So it's at its shorish, it's a Yom Tov. At its roots, it's a Yom Tov. So the ones that are looking for the shorish, they could find the Yom Tov, which is hidden within the veil of Avelus of Churban Beis Hamikdash, which is hidden in this Shavuos HaBetamos. In the same way, Tisha B'Av. We don't say Tachnan, it's Karel HaMoed, it's a Yom Tov, we don't say Tachnan. It's the day that Mashiach is born. Leidus Mashiach, the Medrash says, is on Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av should have been a very great Yom Tov. Should have been the day that the Meraglim come back to the Midbar and they tell us about the praise of Eretz Yisrael, the greatness of Eretz Yisrael, the beauty of Eretz Yisrael, and they open up the way for Klal Yisrael to come to Eretz Yisrael. The Meraglim, with their Lashon Hara, they sort of tarnished that day. They took away the glow of that day. And it became a day of Bechiyah, a day of weeping, of Eicha, a day of Churban Beis HaMikdash. At its roots, it's a big Yom Tov. Even Tzadikim say that the Lasid Lavai, Shavuos HaBetamos is going to be the first days of Yom Tov, and Tisha B'Av is going to be the last days of Yom Tov, and in between will be Chol HaMoed. So three days of Yom Tov. Might even be that I'm just saying, like thinking out loud. I'm not saying that that's something that I could say, but I like to think sometimes that that's the reason that it's time of vacation for most of the world, the summer months. Because even Goyim could feel that it's going to be in the times of Mashiach a day of vacation, days of vacation, days of Yom Tov. They're going to come to Yerushalayim, it's going to be great days. Which people won't work, they'll think about higher things than Parnassah and work. They come to Yerushalayim, sing songs about Yerushalayim. So basically, even our times, it's a time of developing a relationship, a certain kesher nafshi. A nafshistika, kesha band, a nafshistika, sort of, how do I put for kesha? Connection, a certain connection. Connection to Tzion and Yerushalayim. The meaning of Tzion and Yerushalayim, and being connected and thinking about Binyan Beis HaMikdash, thinking about Eretz Yisrael, thinking about everything that we had in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. You have to understand that it's not only like a mitzvah, one of the mitzvahs of all the mitzvahs. It's like a certain, you know, there's a lot of mitzvahs in the Torah, so that's also, it's a good thing to do, it's a good deed, it's a good it's a milah, it's something that a person, a yid should have. But it's like all mitzvahs. It's a mitzvah like all mitzvahs. If you understand it deeper, it's a very fundamental mitzvah. And it's a mitzvah which is sort of a root of many, many of the whole Kolot Torah Kula. A person who thinks about Yerushalayim, and that he feels along with Yerushalayim, with Tzion and Yerushalayim. His whole serving Hashem, his whole Kiyum HaMitzvahs, take on a different level. They become on a much, 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 much more higher and more deeper, profound level. He understands the whole Torah in a different light. He sees everything in a different perspective, a different light, like Ish Tzion sees it, like Ish Yerushalayim looks at Torah mitzvahs. And many tzaddikim made the Indian of Yerushalayim, Mashiach, and David HaMelech, and everything that's connected with Tzion and Yerushalayim. It was mamish like the neshama. It was the focal point of all of the machshavas. It was the merkas, the main root of everything surrounded around that. They always talked about Tzion, talked about Mashiach. They never forgot that they're ready for Mashiach. They're ready for Yerushalayim. And they wept a lot, and they davened a lot, and you could say that their whole all of their machshavas and all of the kiyum hamitzvahs revolved around the inyan of Yerushalayim, because it's really a very fundamental root of understanding, which gives a deeper understanding and a deeper feeling, a deeper kesher to the whole Torah mitzvahs, to the Rabbein Shalem and Torah mitzvahs. So a person should take it to heart in these days especially, and develop that relationship, that close relationship to Yerushalayim, that close feeling, the feeling of love, the feeling of yearning, the feeling of hoping, that there should be binyan Yerushalayim, shibana beis hamikdash b'mehera b'yameinu. So it's really a very lengthy subject. I'll try to be as brief as possible. The time doesn't allow to explain too much, to be too broad. So I'll try to be concise and try to make it to the point. Hope we'll have siyata d'shmai. First, we have to understand what's the whole idea of the Beis Hamikdash. What's pshat in the Beis Hamikdash? What do you need a Beis Hamikdash? What does the Beis Hamikdash do for us? In other words, what's the Beis Hamikdash? What's the Mishkan? What's the Beis Hamikdash? The basic explanation of the Indian of the Beis HaMikdash is the Rebbein Shleim commanded us to do Torah mitzvahs. What's Torah and mitzvahs? Of course, we could say that it's good deeds, good things we don't understand. The reason of all the mitzvahs. Some mitzvahs we understand a little, some we understand more. But of course, there's much more that we don't understand than we do understand. Certain mitzvahs are chukim that the Rebbein Shleim doesn't reveal for us the reason of the mitzvah. But of course, the mitzvahs are given to us because good outcomes. It brings good things. It's good things. The mitzvahs are like the pasuk says, the toiv lanu kol hayomim, the chayiseinu kayayim hazeh. It brings life. It brings good. It connects us to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. It makes everything. It was instituted to make a person oyved Hashem, someone who's close to Hashem. and someone who is a higher person has good midos, good, the right hashkafas, the right shittos, the right deus, you know, it makes a person a good person, like a person should be. But it's much more than that. We say before every mitzvah a word which you just say, you can't really explain it. The explanation is really one of the big secrets of Torah, and which has endless explanations, and all the explanations, not even something that really could be explained, it has to be seen and felt. The neshama understands it's much more than the mind understands it, and the gashmi is the mind. We say by every mitzvah, we say, "Shem Yichit Kitchurichi Shchinta." That's a word which is, many Siddurim have it. Chassidim started to say it by the mitzvahs, but it's something which is rooted in Chazal and Zoya and Chazal. That all mitzvahs are made l'shem. These are the words l'shem yichud kitchu brachi yishchanta. Of course, what these words mean something very. You have to be very, very big tzaddik to even have a real grasp, a real feeling shal amas in that inyan. But it could be lower down to our level too. At least know about what we're speaking about. The whole purpose of the whole creation was that Molek Veid Hashem is Kolorot. Alakus, godliness, divinity, godliness should be revealed in a very open way to the whole creation, from top to bottom. Every creation, at its own level, should have a clear perception of the Rebbeinu Shlach, a clear connection to the Rebbeinu Shlach. Like we say in the Shemnes of Rosh Hashanah, "V'yeda kol pol k'ata piyaltoi, v'yovim kol yitzir k'ata yitzartoi, v'yoyim akoylan shen neshama bapa." Everything that has life, all of life, should say Hashem Alaka Yisrael Amos Malchisa B'Koyim Mashallah. Kais Ramelech Malchisa B'Koyim Mashallah. This is the tachlis, the purpose of all creation. And this, of course, means that the whole creation will be filled up with the light of Hashem. Molei Kivoyed Hashem Eskalorot. So in a deeper sense, like Kabbalah and Chassidus is Masberet, there's a certain revelation of Elokus, a certain presence of Elokus which is revealed higher than creation. Creation can't hold such a great light, such a great revelation. It's higher than all creations. That's called Kitchibrichi. Kitchibrichi is the attribute of Hashem that's not grasped by the creation. You could only say it's higher than everything. Less machshava tfisa by klal, like the Zohar says, no machshava, no ma, no intellect, no, nothing with the brain could even touch it, could even grasp that light which is called kitchurich. A different light which is called shchinte. It's not a different light, it's the same light, but lower the light and sort of lessened the intensity of that light and brought it down to creation. And this gives life to every creation. This is the neshama of everything in the creation has a neshama. A real neshama, a revealed neshama, is called the Adam, which we call a spark of a neshama. This form called it the Tzoytzen. A spark of a neshama, a spark of life, is in everything. Everything according to his level, a doimim, let's say, something which seems to us like not living, something which is like, stones, whatever, water, whatever, it's doima. It also has life. It also has life. Today, scientists know that there's atoms and they move. It has a movement. It has electrons which move. Something makes it move. It's a certain life that it has. But it's not called the life in the common language. But it has a nitzitz of godliness, a nitzitz of elikus. It's concealed. That life of it is concealed. Now there's a higher form of life, which is everything that grows in the botanical world. It's a higher form of life. And there's a higher form of life in the world of animals, that's called chai, higher form of life. But everything has, within the gashmistical life, it has a certain spark. It's called the spark of elokus, which is called the nitzutz. Adam is the highest one. He has a neshama, which is a higher form of life completely, which is called chelik elokaim mamal, neshama. By the tikkun hasholem, when it's going to be the tikkun, so this spark of life, which is in everything in creation, will be revealed, and the whole creation will reveal the godliness which is in the creation. The nigla kevod Hashem, it will be revealed, the glory of Hashem. V'ro kol basa yachtav, every flesh will see. You don't have to be a neshama. Everything in gashmius. V'oretz ha'ira mekvodo, the earth will light with the glory of Hashem, and everything will be filled with the light, the revelation of the light of Hashem. And this is brought through mitzvahs. I wouldn't go at length how mitzvahs bring this, but every mitzvah, when you say L'shem Yichud Kitchen Baruch Yishchentai, that's what you mean. You mean that there should be like a union, an achdus, attachment between the Elikus, which is higher than world, with the Elikus, which is in the world. It should be revealed that the godliness which is above world, which world can't understand, and the godliness which is within world, which gives life to the world, and this could be grasped, is one thing. It's not two things, it's one thing. It's a yichud. It's like a marriage, a chasana. The ish, the man, is the mashal of kitchibruchi, of the lakus, which is above world. The kala is a mashal of a lakus, which is in world, which is shchina, and the union between them both, which is called a marriage, a chasana, is the yichud kitchibruchi shchinta. The first time this union happened in a revealed sense is by Matan Torah, by Har Sinai. Har Sinai. Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai means that the Shechina and the Kidush Baruch Hu became one. And it was a Noichi Hashem al Kecha, was revealed in the entire creation. Klal Yisrael looked at the entire creation, in heavens and earth and all places where existence exists. And they saw everything is full with elokus. Einoid melvato. Ata reisol adas. You were shown to know. Ki Hashem hu elokim. The Rebbein Shem is the God. Bashamayim mal. In heaven. Val oretz metachas. In earth. Heaven really means above creation. It's like a word which is used to mean above creation. That's heaven. And earth is called creation. Bashamayim mal. Val oretz metachas. Einoid. There's nothing else. So the Rebbein Shloim, like the Ramban says, the Rebbein Shloim left that revelation of Matan Torah. He left one place in the world, which is a continuation of Matan Torah. In other words, whatever happened by Matan Torah, in a certain madrega, in a certain level, the world has to be worthy for that level. But in a certain level, it continues always. It's a continuous process, which always is. Happens in the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, in the Beis HaMikdash, whatever we do through Torah and Mitzvahs, whatever we accomplish through Torah and Mitzvahs, and a person wants to know what he accomplished when he did a Mitzvah, what happens when he does a Mitzvah, how could he be mechaven, how could he have a mind to not only to do the Mitzvah, complain, but also to do the mitzvah for the same reason that the Rebbein Shem wants us to do the mitzvah, he comes to the Beis HaMikdash. He sees what happens in the Beis HaMikdash. Of course, he has to have to be prepared to look for Hashem, to be a Mavakesh Hashem, to look for Hashem, has to do tshuva. And he sees the presence of Hashem being revealed in the Beis HaMikdash. The Shechina is in the Beis HaMikdash. The presence of Hashem means that there's a Yichud Kitchev Ruchi Shechinta. The Shechina is revealed then, and when the Shechina is revealed, it's one with Kitchev Ruchi. It's one with... In other words, you could say that all our mitzvahs that we do, they come to the Beis HaMikdash. They come to the Beis HaMikdash, and they get finished up in the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash finishes the accomplishment of the mitzvah, and through the Beis HaMikdash, the mitzvah is now considered a real mitzvah, and it brings about what a mitzvah is supposed to bring about. Yichud Kitchev Ruchi Shechinta. The whole reason that we could be mekayim mitzvahs in galus when there's no Beis HaMikdash is a big chiddush that the Rebbein Shem was mechadish. Klal Yisrael, when they went into galus, they wanted to say that we're potter in Torah mitzvah. We're not obligated to be mekayim Torah mitzvahs. They told the Cheskel Hanavi, Eved Shemachri Rabbi, Eved, a slave that his master sold him, Isha Shegir Shabala, a wife that the husband divorced her. They have any connection? Ooh, what makes us be mekayim the mitzvahs? We are divorced. We are sold. We are divorced. But Rebbein Shem says no. Still you have to be mekayim the mitzvahs. There's galus hashchena. There's a whole Indian of being mekayim the mitzvah in galus, which I wouldn't go into it now. But you have to be mekayim. And the Navi says you have to be mekayim the mitzvahs. But it was a chiddush. It was news to Klal Yisrael. They thought that there's no Yichud Kitchev Ruchi Shechinta. You can't be Mekayim Mitzvahs. There's no Beis HaMikdash. You can't be Mekayim the Mitzvahs. So, of course, there's a big difference. Even today, if someone is Mekayim Mitzvahs and he has a mind of Beis HaMikdash, he knows what the Beis HaMikdash means. So, in other words, he knows the whole idea of the connection of Klal Yisrael with the Rebbein Shalom, which is called Yichud Kitchev Ruchi Shechinta. Because Klal Yisrael really include the whole creation. What's the creation? The creation is neshamas and sparks of neshamas. So everything, who has a neshama? Klal Yisrael has a neshama. And Goyim have a certain neshama, a certain madrega of a neshama, but it has to come to Klal Yisrael, has to be lifted up through Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael are the ones that lift up all neshamas. They have to be mile all neshamas of the world. Everything has a nitzitz of a neshama, which also has to serve the Adam, has to serve the person, has to have an aliyah through Klal Yisrael. So in other words, the whole creation is encompassed in Klal Yisrael. Everything is Klal Yisrael. And that yichud is such a strong yichud. It's such a strong union, such a strong marriage, to say. Such a strong achdus, such a strong friendship. I don't have the right word for it. It's so strong, the achdus, Knesset Yisrael Emdoida. That means Kitchev Ruchi Shechinta. There's nothing that resembles to it. There's nothing that could liken itself to it. It's something that's only one achdus that has no liking. Has nothing in the world which is like that. There's a lot of mashalim for it, but even the mashalim are not. Don't reach the nimshel. They don't reach that nimshel. In other words, to explain it is almost impossible, because when you explain something, you have to explain it through a mashal. You know, you're familiar with relationships, so you know what this relationship means. But since then there's no mashal for it, it's so strong that there's no mashal, so you can only use the mishalim to bring yourself closer to understand that relationship of Knesset Yisrael and Doida. It makes you closer to the Beis HaMikdash. But what the Beis HaMikdash is, there has to be a Beis HaMikdash. You have to see it. Tzaddikim are sort of the Beis HaMikdash in Golus. Elam, the Mikdash Mat, there's a Mikdash Mat in Golos, which is Batik Nesis, about the Midrashes. And the Zohar says it means also Tzadikim, which are like the leaders of the Batim Midrashim. And they are the Beis HaMikdash of Golos. The Shechina rests on them, like the Shechina rested on in the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, the Tzadikim always never were Masiach Das, never forgot about the Beis HaMikdash. They always thought about the Beis HaMikdash. But the Beis HaMikdash is something which really a person has to work himself up in a certain way. He has to find a way. He has to find the way to Tzion, the way to Yerushalayim, the road that leads to Yerushalayim, and get that feeling, that understanding, that grasp of what's happening really in Tzion, and be a Ish Tzion. Should be a Ish Yerushalayim, Ish Tzion. And then his whole look at Yiddishkeit, his whole look at Kiyum Torah Mitzvahs would be on a different level completely. Completely on a higher level. So it's a very fundamental Indian of Kiyum Torah Mitzvahs. It's not only one mitzvah among all Tariq mitzvahs. It's a very shorish. It's a foundation of Torah mitzvahs. So really, what it means, what Tzion Yerushalayim means, really can't be explained. What Tzar Shechina means, the Tzar that the Shechina has, the pain, the anguish, the pain, what you could say, words on that, that the Shechina has in Golos, is inexplainable. Can't be explained. When you say by the Chadoidi, "Hu yachmei lalai chamla," the Rebbein Shlem should have rachmanis on you, on the Shechina, on Knesset Yisrael. So you could ask. It's not a big kasha, but I mean mainly the teretz, not the kasha. But you know, he doubles his language. He says, Yachmei lalayich, so it's enough. What does it say, chamla? It's a repetition. It's not a big kashi because that's the way of poems. It's a poem, so it works that way. So it's a yachmei lalayich chamla. But it's chadoidi, it's ruach hakodesh, so you could darshan it. You could say it like this. You could say that there's a lot of rachmanis in the world. A lot of merciful cases in the world. A lot of sob stories in the world. No? It's when you see two close people, the closest people, my close friends, or, you know, a person and his wife, a person, a mother and a child, close people, and they, chas v'shalom, get separated. What's the whole avelus, what's the whole sorrow on Misa, on Alevaya? Why do people cry in Alevaya? The biggest sorrow of everything is a funeral, Alevaya. Because there became a disconnection between two close people. People that are one became Chas v'Shalom, like sort of disconnected to Tchiyas HaMeisim. They won't see one another. They will be missing one another. You can't look at it as such a sorrow. It's a sorrow which is very, it's hardly, it can't be carried. You have to have a special bracha from Hashem to be Menachem Davelam, because it's a terrible, terrible sorrow. You know, the only relationships in this world is only a mashal. It's only a mashal. If you find something that's really one, It's not a man and a wife. It's not a child and a child. It's one mamish that you have no resemblance to that. The closeness is something that you don't find in the whole creation. So of course, when there's a separation, when something that's called separation, that golus became chas v'shalom, a separation between. It's not really a separation. Can't say separation, but. In a revealed sense, it's a separation. In other words, the the kesher became like sort of concealed completely. And for practical purposes in this world, it's a separation. No shchena, no asheras shchena. The between kitshibuch and shchinta, we don't see that yichud. So the mercy on that is wordless, speechless, because since the achdus is speechless, so of course the separation and the tsar and the sorrow of that separation is also something that speechless. The deacon felt some of that tsar, and that's why they wept so much on Churban Beis Hamikdash. They couldn't take it. So when Menachem Avu, you say, Yamakim Yenachem Eschem Im Shara Avele Tziyam V'Yishalayim. Avele Tziyam V'Yishalayim is the source of all Avelus. So that's why the Mechaber of L'Chaydoidi says, Who the Rebbe Nishleim Yachmai L'Alayich will have mercy on you. Not something which is a mashal for mercy. Everything that you know is only a mashal for mercy. It's not the real mercy. There's the root of all merciness that you have in the world. Chamla, the real mercy. Hu yachma lalayach chamla, the mercy which is a mercy, which everything is only a mashal to that. So the question was, Klal Yisrael felt in Yerushalayim, of course you have to be Oved Hashem, you have to be a Mevakesh Hashem. You weren't a Mevakesh Hashem, you only saw a temple, didn't see anything. But if you were a Mevakesh Hashem, you saw the Kahanim, you saw the Levium, you saw the whole atmosphere of the Beis HaMikdash, you felt the Kiddush of the Beis HaMikdash. You came up to the Beis HaMikdash, and you came there, and you became a different person. The Shlaim is called Mesois Kol Haaretz. You could look in the Eicha, you could look in the Piyutim, which are made on Tisha B'Av, how they express themselves about Yerushalayim. It's Mesois Kol Haaretz. V'avoyu al Mizbech Elokim, Elokeil Simchas Gili, V'oitcha B'chinor Elokim Elokoi. It's a place of Shira, Zimra, song, happiness with Hashem, Dveikus, Nevuah, all Nevi'im came from Yerushalayim. If it doesn't say from where the Navi came, it came from Yerushalayim, because anyone who looked for the Rebbein Hashem, and looked for Hashem, and wanted to become a Navi, came to Yerushalayim. So Yerushalayim was a place where a lot of Nevi'im, it was full of Nevi'im that paced through Yerushalayim. It's the city of the prophets, the city of the Nevi'im. The city of song, the city of anyone who wants to sing a song to Hashem, comes to Yerushalayim. The city of Dveikus, the city of Ahava. It's the Ir Hashem. The place where you find something that you can't explain, you have to be there. So someone who was there, he became changed over completely. He came back, his neighbor didn't recognize him. He had a different face. He looked different. He looked like a tzaddik. He looked different. His face, the radiance of his face, they saw that it happened. Something happened here. A very fundamental change happened by him. So his neighbor asked him, what happened to you? So he said, I was in Yerushalayim. So he said, so what, you were in Yerushalayim? So what's Yerushalayim? He started crying. He couldn't say anything. He started crying and told them, come to Yerushalayim. Come to Yerushalayim. I can't explain. Come to Yerushalayim. You see what Yerushalayim is. That's all. It can't be explained. You have to be there. You have to have a heart. The heart will understand what Yerushalayim is. It's inexplainable to the mind. It's the neshama. It's the heart that feels Yerushalayim. If you make the special Tisha B'Av, if a person has to get up in front of the Kehillah, of the Kehillah Kedoshah, and tell them, and explain to them what Yerushalayim is, you should make a Tisha B'Av for that too. In other words, it's like someone who, like let's say someone whose children left him. His children, you know what happened? He was separated from his children, and someone from the father's city comes and explains to the children that, you know, you have a father. You have a father. You know what your father is? I'll try to explain to you what your father is. They never met their father. They don't know. So it's a big mercy on these children. They don't know their father. They have to be explained who he is. They had to know him personally. And you come to explain to Klal Yisrael what your Shlaim is. So it's like going to orphans and explaining them what a father is, what a mother is. It's a big mercy. It's a big rachmanus. It's something very fundamental which is missing in our neshama, which is the gzeira of the galus, the decree of the galus. That means galus, that the Rebbein Shloim took away that part of the neshama, and only big tzaddikim, only chassidim tzaddikim, have that feeling for Yerushalayim, have that hergish for Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is a very great place. The Kehanim, the whole Kavana, when they were Mechavan on the Kavanas, I don't keep track of the time. When they stopped? Let's speak about 20 minutes. But really, if you could speak about that, you understand yourself. You could speak the whole night at least. But I'll just give the main ideas. It's the idea of Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim, the Kahanim, were mechaven kavanas. I was zoich to see tzaddikim. The Rebbe, the Rav, was also zoich to see these tzaddikim. That we together zoich to see like a tzaddik like my Rebbe, the Shchina Rav, and different tzaddikim, Satmarov, tzaddikim, you saw on them how their Mekai mitzvahs. You saw how their face was so radiant on Shabbos. Kedusha Shabbos shone. They were different people on Shabbos. They were like unrecognizable Shabbos. You couldn't recognize them. It's like they had sort of a certain, I don't know the English word, around them, like a glow, sort of a glow around them. And their whole atmosphere was like, it was different. When they made Nanuim Sukkis, the whole Bismedrish became Bismcha. Became Bismachtim Lepnei Hashem Elokeichem. Mamish became a Simcha, the whole Bismedrish. They knew how to take a lulav in the hand, you know. They knew how to use it. They lived a life of neshama. So the tzaddikim, the Kahanim were big tzaddikim. They did avoid in the Beis Hamikdash, and they had the Mesilas Yesharim says, Ramchal says, they had to be mechavim all the Yehudim, Yichud Kitchi Brich Yishchinta, Yehudim, the Sheamus and the Soides, the secrets of. And of course, they brought down a great light to their avodah. You could look at their faces, you saw that light, you could feel that light. It was an Oir Gadol. Someone was not on that level, on that Madrega. So there's the song of the Levium, which brought out that light more in an external way. They sang a song, it was a nice song, and it was a very nice song, and it was also a very holy song, a Heilige Nigen, and it brought out what the Kahanim really were Mechaven, what the Kahanim had in mind. So, Rishonim say, the Kuzri says, that the Levium were very great masters in music. They're experts in music. They knew the science of music perfect, more than anyone else. And they were big singers, and big musicians. And their song was so beautiful. So mamish, so great that it was famous in the whole world. The whole civilized world knew about the song which the Levim sing in Tzion. It was a world famous orchestra in Tzia, Tel Aviv. So when they went to the Golus, so the Nebuchadnezzar told them, you know, you always heard of the Shir Tzion, the Song of Tzion. So I would like to hear that Song of Tzion. No, I'm a big king. I like enjoyment. So make a party and Shir Alonim Shir Tzion. Sing for us the Shir of Tzion. When the Levim heard that, they almost fainted. They just couldn't take it. Chazal say they cut their fingers because they were afraid that Nebuchadnezzar would force them to play the song of Tzia. And they told Nebuchadnezzar, Adoni HaMelech, King, Your Majesty, King, no, you are King, but we have to tell you something. You have a mistake. You think that we sang a song of Tzion. We are big musicians and we know how to sing. You know, we were singers, we're nice singers. And we sing the song of Zion, it's the song of Tzion. We're not Zionists, we don't sing the song of Zion. We sing a different song. We have a different song. We never sang the song of Tzion. The song of Tzion we could sing for you too. We sang the song of Hashem. We didn't sing the song of Tzion. How could we sing the song of Hashem al admas necha? On foreign land, on foreign soil. How could we sing the song of Hashem? You have to understand that the whole music that we knew was only like a keli, a levush, a cloth. To encompass the kedusha, which is inexplainable, which is the Shir Hashem. It's the Shir of the Shechinah Kedusha. The Shechinah Kedusha sings a Shir to Kiddush Baruch Hu, and it's a heavenly Shir. It's a Shir. It can't be sung only in the Beis Hamikdash, only with Asheros Hashchinah. But on Admas Necha, we should imitate that Shir of Tzion. It wouldn't be even a cheap imitation. It would be a song. It wouldn't be a Shir Hashem b'chlal. So they said, "Imeshkachah Yerushalayim." If I'll ever forget Yerushalayim, if I'll ever want to sing, to play a fiddle, to play an instrument, and sing this song of Tzion in Babel, in Babylonia, I'm asking from Hashem only one prayer. I'm davening one bakasha. I'm asking from him that Tishkach Yemini, bunch of help, that my right hand that tries to go up and down on the instrument should forget its ability, should get paralyzed. If I want to sing with my mouth, I would want to sing a song of Tzion. I'm asking only one thing: Tidbak L'shayni L'chiki, let my tongue be parched and be connected to the gums, the back of the neck. I don't know. So I shouldn't be able to sing. The Shir of Tzion, the Shir Hashem, when someone heard the Shir Hashem, it was something that brought out the feeling that the Neshama has to Hashem, that the Shechina has to Hashem. Shechinah has to Kiddush Baruch Hu, Yichud Kiddush Baruch Hu Shechinah, something which you only have to experience. Beis Hamikdash is a very, again, you have to excuse my English, I don't have the right English, sometimes I'm missing a word, I don't say the right word. Beis Hamikdash is a very, how is it called in English? Edel, like high. Precious is not the real word. It should be a better word for it. No, it's a higher thing. You know, it's not.
Exalted.
Oh, that's the right one. It's something which is. It's like you have to be a higher person to understand it. So, it's a big kasha. Rebbein Shloim didn't say that you should build a Beis Hamikdash. There's a mitzvah to build a Beis Hamikdash. But when is the time to build a Beis HaMikdash? When are we ready to build a Beis HaMikdash? David HaMelech said it's time to build a Beis HaMikdash. Vahiyim levav David. It was with the heart of David to build a Beis HaMikdash. And he told the Navi, time to build a Beis HaMikdash. In other words, there's a loch that you have to build a Beis HaMikdash when v'niyach Hashem alekecha mikol avecha misaviv, when you have no, and there's no wars, when you have rest, you have peace all around, and there's a time that there's no, that you're on full control of Eretz Yisrael, and there's no opposition, there's no wars, there's no, so then the time of menucha, time of rest, a time of you know, time of a peaceful time, and so then the time of building the Beis HaMikdash. It wasn't clear that the time of David met all the requirements that you need to build a Beis HaMikdash. Till David, it was also not so clear if that's the right time to build a Beis HaMikdash. But David felt it's the right time. He had such a yearning for the Beis HaMikdash, so he felt, no, we're Yoitza, it's the right time to build a Beis HaMikdash. We could build a Beis HaMikdash. So he told the Navi, maybe we should build a Beis HaMikdash. Very interesting. He said, one shayla, he asked the Navi. And the Navi came to him and said a whole nevuah. Mamish, a whole nevuah, which ended, but you're not going to build a Beis HaMikdash, your son is going to build a Beis HaMikdash. But first, he told him, since you had in your heart to build a Beis HaMikdash, so I'll give you a malchus, I'll give you a kingdom on Klal Yisrael, which will never end. It will be a malchus nitzchia, an eternal malchus on Klal Yisrael. Even if your grandchildren do averus, I'll punish them for their averus. But v'chasti loy amish ma'ima le'shaker b'minasi, and the Rebbe swore, achaz nishbati v'kotchi, I'm swearing, im le'David achazev, zarar le'olam yia v'kisay k'shemesh nagdi. All languages of the strongest lashonis, the strongest expressions, that David and his children became like the symbol of Malchus and Klal Yisrael. The David Lazare Adoila, Malchus based David, Malchus Melech HaMashiach. Why? Since you had in your heart to build a Beis HaMikdash. And before that, he was marked them. He said, did I ever command one of the shoftim to build a Beis HaMikdash? Did I ever command one of the older manhigim of Klal Yisrael, the leaders of to build? I never commanded anyone to build a Beis HaMikdash. You had in your heart to build a Beis HaMikdash. I'm going to give you a big malchus. He did a very good thing that you had it in your heart, and I'll pay you with a malchus, which is malchus shamayim. You will be the symbol of malchus shamayim. You will carry the flag of Malchus Shammai. Malchus, the kingdom of Hashem, will only be revealed through your Malchus. So it's hard to understand what's the big deal here. And if the Bench wanted a Beis HaMikdash so strongly, so why can't the Bench say a word? Could have said one word to Shmuel HaNavi. Shmuel HaNavi would right away be Moisa Nefesh and build a Beis HaMikdash. Could have said one word to Boyas. He could have said one word to Yeshua. He could have said, no, I didn't say it. I didn't command it. I didn't say anyone to build a Beis HaMikdash. Because the kesher, the relationship when you have with a person who's so close, with a shechinah who's so close to the Beis HaMikdash, to tell them to build a Beis HaMikdash is missing the whole point. It's too exalting, so to say. It's too high that you should have to command such a thing. In other words, if you're close to someone, you have to feel along with his heart. He doesn't have to tell you. If he has to tell you and you do it because you're obligated to listen to what he tells you, so you're missing the boat. You're missing the whole point. You have to feel along what he feels and do it with on your own initiative, on your own. It should be your own idea because you're feeling what he feels, even though he doesn't explain it to you. And that's a very big secret in Avodas Hashem. Some people only do what they're commanded. They're yotze, they try to go to a rav to find out all types of leniencies. I'm not commanded so much, I just have to do so much. I'm a yoitzer, so it's nice enough. A chassid is pshat, and David is the rosh of the chassidim. Really, Sefer Tilim, the Gemara says, it's up al chassidus. He doesn't do the mitzvahs because he's commanded to do the mitzvahs. In other words, he wouldn't be yoitz if he wouldn't do the mitzvah. He does the mitzvahs for the same reason the Rebbeinu wants you to do the mitzvahs. He's one with the Rebbeinu Shlom. He feels along like the Rebbeinu Shlom feels. Why did the Rebbeinu Shlom tell you to do the mitzvahs? He's in the same business with the Rebbeinu Shlom. He feels along with the Rebbeinu Shlom. The same reason the Rebbeinu Shlom wants us to do the mitzvahs. He also wants mitzvahs to be done. His heart and the heart of the Rebbeinu Shlom work together. They work like one heart. He felt that the Rebbeinu Shlom wants a Beis HaMikdash. To command a Beis HaMikdash would be lessening the whole idea of the Beis HaMikdash. I did not command. I didn't command anyone. I didn't say anyone. I waited someone to understand what I feel. You did very good. You felt along with me. You felt my yearning to the Beis HaMikdash, and you also yearned to the Beis HaMikdash. So you're the right person to carry the flag of Malach HaShemayim. You're the right person through you, because you and me are one. Your Malchus is my Malchus. We're one forever. David Elazare Adoila. Riz Kerati Lepchir Nishbati Le David Avdi. And this is the idea of Mashiach, the idea of the Gula. In other words, Ir David, Yerushalayim is called Ir David, the city of David, the Neshama of David. So someone who wants to be a Ish Yerushalayim, it's a good idea, you should say Tilim. I say it with a Neshama. Use this poetic nature, whatever, is neshama, and understand expressions that David expresses himself in the Ahavas Hashem, in the Ahavas Tzion, in the Ahavas HaTorah. And then his Avdus Hashem would be completely different. It wouldn't be that he has to do, he's Yoitzah, he's not Yoitzah, he is Yoitzah. He could be Yoitzah, he could be not Yoitzah. That's not his worry, if he's Yoitzah. He's worried if it happens that Yichud Kitcher Rechishchanta or Chas V'Shalom doesn't have. If it happens through someone else, he's just as happy as it would happen through him. He wants that Inyan V'Yimolei Kvoid Hashem as Kol Ha'aretz to happen. So it's the heart of David HaMelech. So I'll end, it's late, I'll end with the story of the Rav Shesirov. The Rav is the grandchild of the Rav Shesirov. I was a chassid of the grandchild of the Rav Shesirov. And the Rav Shesirov was called the Ish Shechina. Tzadidim called a man who never missed a second, not having in mind the Yichud Kitcher Rechi Shechinta and not having in mind the Shechina Kedosha. That was the main part of his whole avodah. When you saw even his grandchildren, how they davened for the Gula, the daven for the Beis HaMikdash. You could feel along. With such heart, it's also impossible to explain. They put the whole neshama into it. So there's a word, some Chassidish, expressions, some Chassidish, proverbs are a little dangerous. You have to understand what they meant. They seem like... if you misinterpret them, so then Chas V'Shalom, you make big mistakes. But they put sometimes the emphasis to bring out the point, so they used certain phrases which might be misinterpreted, but they said it to people who understand. And but they wanted to bring out very strong their point. Rav Shesirov had a Talmud with the son of the Maharav Shamash. Rav Shamash's yahrzeit was the Sunday, which was one of the big Chassidish Sfarim. And it was called the Gittayid, the good Jew, Gittayid. And it was a Talmud of the Rav Shesirov. After his father passed away, it was a Talmud of the Rav Shesirov. And he spoke about the Rav Shesirov, the greatest esteem, Amish, like he speak about the greatest Malach. He couldn't get finished speaking about the Rav Shesirov. So his grandchildren of the Rav Shesirov asked this Gittayid, asked this Talmud, I heard it from my Rebbe, He heard it from the son of the one that heard it from this person. So they asked him, what do you see so much by our grandfather? He speaks so much about it. So he answered the following words. So what you have to understand, it seems a little awkward, but he said like this. He didn't want to do tshuva. He didn't care if he did an aveira. What was he? The Shekhinah had a real hard friend, very good friend in this world. The Shekhinah Kedosh had a good friend in this world, a very close friend. That was his grandpa. What's Pshat? Doesn't want to do tshuva, doesn't want. He's a good friend of the Shekhinah. What's Pshat? Things like this. And someone, most from Jews, Erlich Yidin, no, they think about doing a mitzvah, Chas V'Shalom doing a veir. They think like a worker that works by his boss. He's going to get paid, he's not going to get paid. He's going to find favor in the eyes of his boss, he's not going to find favor. They think about Bezen Shalmal, they'll come up to the throne of judgment of the Bezen Shalmal of Hashem. The Bezen Shalom is going to ask them, are you Mekayim Mitzvahs? Weren't you Mekayim Mitzvahs? You know, they have a whole calculation, which they know that it's for their own good, they should do mitzvahs. Their own good, and also for, it's the right thing to do what the boss says, you know, all for the boss, you know. You do what the boss says, you're a worker, you're a creation of the revolution, you have to do the right thing. Rav didn't have all these calculations. He didn't want to be from because there's an obligation for him to be from. There's an obligation not to do an Avera, there's an obligation to do a tshuva. That language was far lower than his Madrega. That wasn't his language. He wanted the Shekhinah to be happy, that's all. He wanted the Rebbeinu Shem to be happy. The same reason that the Rebbeinu Shem commanded us to do mitzvahs, he's not a worker in the Rebbeinu Shem's business. He's a partner, he's a son of the boss. A son of the boss doesn't work like a worker. A son of the boss is interested in the business. He's not interested in the salary. He's interested in the business. So the Rav Shav was interested in the business of the Rebbeinu Shlom. He was in the same business. And so in other words, not he wants to be from, he wants to. That means that he has a certain calculation. He has a certain cheshm with the Rebbeinu Shlom. He has no cheshm. He wants the mitzvahs for the same reason the Rebbeinu Shlom wants the mitzvahs. But that's the main idea of Chassidus B'chlal. Chassidus put a very strong emphasis on being connected to Yerushalayim, being connected to Tzion. Because when a person came to Tzion and Yerushalayim, he opened his eyes and saw what the whole idea of Torah and Mitzvahs is. That great, great connection, that close connection which Klal Yisrael has with Klal Yisrael, with the Rebbeinu Shloilem. A connection which has no resemblance in the world, and through out of that perspective they served Hashem far, far more than they're commanded, far more than obligated, with Ahava, with Yira, with everything. And this kesher, you could be zoicha in the 3 weeks when we think about Yerushalayim, we feel along with Yerushalayim, and with that we could go along a whole year on a happy way to serve Hashem mitach simcha, and b'zoicha to serve Hashem mitach simcha by the coming of Mashiach speedily in our times. Meher b'meinu amen.
Huh? Huh? I don't know if it works.